Wow. Okay. If you missed it this morning on the Joe and Alex show, somebody actually I thought was giving some help. My wife Lindsay's still part time, and Craig said, "Hey, I got an idea. She could probably make a lot of money." He said he made $60,000 last year being a panhandler. You know, the people you see on like the sidewalk or maybe like a highway exit,
and he doesn't pay taxes either.
Well, of course not. How are you going to file that? Like, what are you going to say? What are you going to say you do?
He lives in Geist. His wife's an engineer making six figures.
Now, the thing that he does too is that he says he has signs for different occasions. Like, he might say that his family's hungry, he needs to feed his kids. Or one thing that's got a lot of people pissed this morning is he says on occasion when he really needs the money, he'll have like a sign saying he's a veteran and
He's not.
just needs a couple of bucks, but he's not. And actually, on top of that, yeah, his wife is an engineer. Like, she makes some decent cash. So I respect the hustle, but I don't know about all that.
If you can't get through on the phones, please comment on Facebook. We have it up, Radio Now 100.9. Just search that, or Twitter or Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. Lisa says he needs to put that college degree to use. Yeah, he has a college degree, BTW. She said there's so many people who can't afford college, me included. Craig better hope people don't find his corner.
Let's talk to Connie. Connie, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you think about Craig panhandling?
So not only am I an Army veteran, but my son at 17 made the choice to join the Marines. He's been serving his country for 2 years.
Wow.
I hope someday that Craig can grow up and be as mature as my 19-year-old.
Preach. Amen.
Hey, thank you so much, Connie, for the call this morning. We appreciate it. Let's talk to Beth. You're on the Joe and Alex Show.
Hi. I have three boys, my oldest son and youngest son, one in the Army, one in the Marines. But I have a third son who's in a wheelchair for cerebral palsy. This guy is a POS.
Yeah.
I seriously, who pretends to be disabled? What a disgrace. And I think his excuse is he's playing a part. It's just to relieve himself from guilt because he knows what he's doing is wrong.
I got to agree with you, Beth, because I know a lot of people aren't going to like what I say. And my thing is, I don't care at the end of the day if this Craig guy is panhandling just with a sign saying, like, you know, out of work, need money. Like, if he's lying, so be it. But when he does stuff like saying he's a veteran, or in your case, which really gets you to, like, where he says, like, oh, like he sits in a wheelchair in some cases, and he's like, well, that gets more money. It's like, that is, like, totally taking advantage of the situation even more. And that really gets me. If I do draw a line in the sand, that would be it. I choose not to give the panhandlers money.
You know, my son that's in the wheelchair would rather die than ask somebody for help. And he lives off the government. But yeah, he lives on his own. But this guy's a piece of shit. I'm sorry.
So, it's okay. Hey, yeah. We appreciate your call this morning. Definitely passionate about that, Beth. Thank you so much for calling on in.
Christina wrote on Facebook, I don't give to those sitting on street corners. I've seen people get out of nice cars, remove a prosthetic limb, and toss it in the front seat before grabbing their sign and cell phone and standing on the corner. I also saw someone with a will work sign and told him I was just at a store up the road looking for help. He refused because he could make money without having to work standing there. Jessica said there's a lady here in Canby that eats out at all the nice local restaurants every day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner with her husband, gets her nails done weekly, and then panhandles near the Goodwill, either asking for money or says she ran out of gas and has a gas tank sitting there. She's been photographed. So gross. I will say that I don't want people to just automatically say, I'm never giving to homeless people again because of Craig, because there is a real need for homeless people in our community to get help. And that's why we have, especially like homeless youth and stuff, with organizations like Outreach here in Indy that do awesome stuff to help homeless youth. And so if you give through an organization, I want people to remember, like, that is a way to know that your money is really helping homeless people.
That, or you can definitely give your time too.
Right.
I mean, and if you, at the end of the day, you got to do this. Let's say we had somebody outside of our building today, Alex, and they said, hey, can I have a couple bucks? You got to make that decision. You're like, am I okay even if they're going to go spend this on booze? Or if this person has money and they're just taking advantage of me, you got to do it for yourself. You're like, you know what? I'm okay with this decision.
That's
like,
what somebody commented.
I feel good about myself for doing that.
Are you okay with giving it to those people that say, like, hey, I need some money for beer or for weed or whatever?
No. I wouldn't. Because it's like, dude, well, I need money for beer too. I mean, like, so if that's your only argument, like, you need a pint, well, hey, I'd like some gin and tonic today or some Tito's and some stuff too. Well,
we should go panhandle in front of the bar, Jeff.
I would love to go do that. I just would say I need a drink. Let's talk to Daniel. What's up, Daniel?
Yeah, hi. How you doing?
Doing good, man. What do you want to say?
Well, there's several different things. Like she said, this is definitely going to piss probably thousands of people off. Several years ago, during the Oklahoma City bombing back in 95, me and my wife wound up living in the projects, wasn't even able to pay the $7 rent. And it was FEMA that provided this for people. And so we had to panhandle back then. Just to survive, and we was, you know, in severe need. It wasn't, you know, and one bad person makes it for, you know, makes
it ruins it
for everybody.
Else. Yeah, then you don't trust it.
And so, you know, for him to say that he's disabled and a veteran and all this and that, I mean, that's, I mean, come on. I'm a truck driver, and I see this panhandling at truck stops all the time, and it makes me wonder who is real and who is not. And it's just disgusting. There should be, like that one caller said, there should be a law that he should be arrested. That's all there is to it.
Hey, Daniel, you mentioned everything where you were before. Are you a little bit better? Are you on your feet now, man?
Oh yeah. We're on our feet now. I mean, I make anywhere between $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 a year myself, but as a truck driver. But I work my tail off. I work to no end, you know, day in and day out here, 14 hours a day, you know, to support my family.
Are you in the truck right now?
Yeah, I'm in the truck right now.
You gotta give us a honk. I love horn honks, please. Honk. Yeah, love it, Daniel. Hey man, thanks for calling in. Okay, we obviously. We can't get any more people on the air right now, but if you have anything to say, really easy to do it. You can go to our Facebook page, Radio Now 100.9. Let us know what you think.
And you know what else?
What?
Tell everybody that you heard about this on the Joe and Alex show and tell them the story about Craig so that we can prevent, if anybody thinks that they can spot him out the next few days, panhandling and screwing people out of their hard-earned money, that somebody can call him out. And if you are a veteran and you see a guy that says he's a veteran, just ask.
No.
The
be questions. Careful here. Be careful.
I mean, panhandling.
I don't want anybody getting pissed off because you rightfully can be pissed. But I don't want some people that called in today. I don't want anybody to assault somebody.
No, not that. But ask the questions like that. One veteran was like, there's certain questions you can ask to see if they really are.
I'm just saying, make sure, because we all get hot and angry at different things, and rightfully so, especially if you're a veteran, I would be pissed. I'm just saying, don't do anything stupid because of somebody else being a dummy. And we'll actually throw the podcast up as soon as we get this up there. It'll be on our website, radionowindy.com. You'll just click on the Joe and Alex show.